Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're focusing on one of golf's biggest challenges. Playing great golf, even when it is just pouring rain, it's the ultimate test of your consistency, isn't it?
It really is. And our mission here is simple. We're taking the advice from the Golf Day Buddy app on mastering wet weather and, you know, focusing on the big benefits. This is super relevant for players all over South Africa dealing with that coastal humidity or those sudden storms.
Okay, so let's dig in. I mean, most players, their game just falls apart in the rain because they lose control. The benefit here is learning some easy steps to keep your grip tight, your stance strong, and your head in the game.
And you have to start with your gear, because comfort is control. The app makes it really clear. Full waterproofs are a must-have, especially in humid spots like Durban. But the real game changer, it's all about your hands.
Yeah, I know for me, when my hands get wet, my first instinct is to just, you know, squeeze the life out of the club, which just ruins my tempo. Is the key really just trusting the tech in those ring gloves?
It absolutely is. Those gloves, like from FootJoy or Callaway, they use this special material. It actually gets tackier the wetter it gets, so you can relax your grip. That's a huge performance benefit right there.
And what about after the round? Especially somewhere humid, like KwaZulu-Natal, I imagine maintenance is critical.
Oh, it's absolutely vital. You need to dry your golf balls fast with a microfiber towel. But more importantly, the clubs. To stop rust, which can happen so fast in a place like Port Elizabeth, you have to wipe down every single groove, completely dry. Then store them somewhere with good airflow.
Okay, so gear sorted. But keeping the club dry doesn't help much if you can't stay on your feet. What does the app say about slick fairways, like during a Cape Town winter downpour?
Stability is everything. So the app says is to widen your feet a little past shoulder width. It gives you a much bigger, more stable base, and you want to keep your weight a little bit forward. That stops you from slipping.
Okay, that makes sense. What about tempo? If you're dealing with that constant drizzle you get in Johannesburg, do you need to swing harder?
It's actually the complete opposite. In the rain, your timing is way more important than power. You need a slow, steady pace. Maybe even shorten your backswing just a little. It gives you so much more control.
This brings us to something I found really fascinating that the app highlights. Wet balls don't fly the same. They fly lower and they don't go as far. Why does a little bit of water rob you of so much distance?
Yeah, it really comes down to spin rate. That thin layer of water between the club face and the ball, it cuts down the friction. A lot. And less friction means less backspin. Backspin is what gives you lift and carry. You could lose like 10 to 15 yards on an iron shot.
Wow. So to fight that lower flight, the advice is to play the ball a bit further back in your stance. But isn't there a risk that'll make you pull the ball or slice it?
That's a good question. The main reason for that adjustment is to help you hit down on the ball more. To get good compression, to keep it straight, you just keep your normal alignment and really focus on hitting the ball first. And speaking of hitting down, for really wet fairways, like in Kumalanga, you have to use a steeper swing.
A steeper angle. Why is that?
Because on that soft, wet ground, a steeper angle makes sure you hit the ball cleanly first. It stops you from hitting a big chunk of mud before the ball, which, you know, just kills all your power.
Right. And what about on the greens? Say you're up on the high veld and the greens are soaked.
They're going to be so much slower. The water creates a ton of resistance. You need a lighter touch when you putt so you don't blast it past the hole when you try to compensate. Just focus on a smooth acceleration through the ball.
Okay, last thing. The mental game. Rain can just destroy your focus. When the weather shifts fast, like it does in the Western Cape, the app suggests visualization.
Yeah, and it's your best defense against all that distraction. Before you swing, just take 5 seconds. Picture the perfect shot in your head. It keeps your mind on what you need to do, not on the rain dripping down your neck.
And in places with frequent showers, like Gauteng, it's about building confidence. You have to talk yourself up. Set small goals for each hole.
Exactly. The more you play in the rain, the better you get at handling it. And what's so fascinating here is that every single tip from the Golf Day Buddy app, it's all about using these simple little tweaks, and they all give you one huge benefit, consistency, no matter where you're playing in South Africa.
So what does this all mean? We learned today that rain physically changes ball flight because it kills spin. So if a bit of water can alter physics that much, what other simple weather conditions, like say the thin air on a hot, dry day, might be secretly stealing yards from your perfect drive, something for you to mull over?